J.D. Vance eviscerates Kamala Harris, nothing but broken leadership. By Hannah Knudsen on August 21, 2024. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., eviscerated Vice President Kamala Harris during a campaign stop in North Carolina Wednesday, making the case that she is wholly unable to handle herself in a true leadership capacity. Kamala Harris hasn't won a single vote for the Democratic Party, Vance said, discussing how Democrat elites overrode the will of 14 million Democrat primary voters and instead coronated Harris as their top-of-the-ticket nominee. Democrats, they think they've cracked the code for how to appeal to normal Americans, he said, mocking Democrats for distributing camo hats with Harris's name on them at the DNC. That's their strategy for appealing to rural voters and veterans, is a camo hat with Kamala Harris's name on it. Now you know what I think would appeal to rural voters and veterans? Kamala not having a running mate who lies about his service record. Why don't we try that? He asked, continuing on the theme of Harris's failures by noting she did not receive one legitimate vote but has allowed millions of illegal aliens into the country. That is the record of Kamala Harris. Now remember, the party bosses installed Kamala Harris because they can control her. That's all this is about. Her agenda is not an agenda for the American people. It's an agenda for the people who have gotten rich off the decline of this country. And we are not going to take it, are we? Vance asked. It was Kamala Harris's donors who got rich when we shipped millions of manufacturing jobs off to China and other countries. Americans, we got poor. Her donors got rich when America printed trillions of dollars to fund her green scam policies. But Americans, we paid higher prices for groceries and housing because of it. And now her party wants more power, and the way they're going to do it is that she wants to give all those illegal aliens the right to vote. But out here in the state of North Carolina, we believe the only people who get to vote in our elections are the people who have a right to be here. Not illegal aliens, Vance said, pressing the point that the country does not need a leader selected by power brokers. We need a president for the people, and that's why we're going to send Donald J. Trump back to the White House, he said. He gave specific instances of Harris's broken leadership. Think of everything that this country has endured over the last 4 years of Kamala Harris's broken leadership, he began. Prices are up and wages down. Our borders are wide open, but we've had a lot of factories closing down. Fentanyl is available on every street corner from North Carolina to Wisconsin. But it is impossible for young Americans to find an affordable home to raise their families in now. Donald J. Trump represents something that so many in this country need right now. And I think it's important to recognize that we need hope in the United States of America. Hope that we can reignite this economy and bring back prosperity to American citizens, Vance said. Hope that we can raise our kids in secure neighborhoods and safe streets. Hope that we can renew the patriotism that binds us as a country together. One nation under God, he said, predicting peace all over the world if Trump takes the reins again. Now, if we don't have safety for our families, if we don't have security for our country, we don't have anything. And I'm a firm believer that when we talk about national security starts right here at home, right here in the great state of North Carolina, he said. And there's been no greater area where Kamala Harris has failed to deliver peace and national security than at the American southern border. He continued, blasting Harris for allowing a literal invasion of this country, more than 10 million illegal aliens. And she's refused to deport the people who are already here. So that makes about 25 million illegal aliens that are in this country right now, he said, telling the crowd that if Harris is given a promotion, the southern border is going to look like Walmart on Black Friday. Vance pointed to several other Harris failures, explaining that Trump can actually engage in diplomacy that preserves peace. While all these Democrats lied about Donald Trump being the candidate of nuclear war, Donald Trump is the person who prevented nuclear war. And if we're not careful, Kamala Harris is going to walk us right into nuclear war, he said. We've got to kick her out and not give her a promotion to President of the United States. Vance also blasted Harris for bragging on CNN about playing a key role in the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal. Under Kamala Harris, Putin invaded Ukraine. But under Donald Trump, Putin didn't do a damn thing, Vance said. And that's because of strong leadership. People respected him,